Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Richard Dermer's date of birth 10/16/1964, date of procedure June 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Miranda. William Miranda. Procedure performed is cephalogastroadenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is metapogastric abdominal pain. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing leg, tissue, ligaments, or absent the patient. Patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in the floor position, sedated to grant anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. While lubricated on the sedogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex to obtain the cardio. Period. Air was suctioned from the stem before duodenoscope. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable next time. The Z line was irregular at 37 centimeters from white black with evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa. Noted that extended approximately 1.5 centimeters, approximately, comma, prog C0 and 1.5, comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lot of H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of multiple gastric polyps, period. A total of four. Gastric body polyps that were approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size were removed with cold snare polypectomy, and one was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that was diminutive in the fundus. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2. Portion common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. There was evidence of two diminutive duodenal bulb polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Recommend PPI daily, especially if biopsies come back positive for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Avoid NSAIDs. Next line. Patient is found to have Barrett's, would recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for reevaluation. In 3 to 5 years for reevaluation. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.